On a typical 14-hour day, Dr. Brian Hill is constantly immersed in the realities of health care. His conclusion?
The Affordable Care Act has to go away.
A year from now,
right.
2018, what do you think this looks like?
I think it's going to be the same political morass that it is today, that it was yesterday, and that it was 8 years ago.
It's safe to say most doctors, like Brian Hill, are not shy when it comes to expressing their views on Obamacare.
Mad as hell!
And just like the rest of us, studies find doctors tend to like or dislike the law based on their existing political preference.
Okay, any pain up here?
There are other factors. Your age, for example.
Younger physicians were generally more favorable towards the Affordable Care Act and more supportive of the idea that the government has a role to play in helping citizens afford their access to health care.
So how do doctors feel about Obamacare? Well, a little stuck, because surveys show only 3.2% give Obamacare an A grade. And yet most of the major medical organizations are urging no repeal without replacement, worried about the loss of coverage for millions of people.
For people who are out there who've been beneficiaries, there's some 20 million of them, mm-hmm. What would you say to them as a doctor?
Did we really solve the problem? Copays are going up, deductibles are going up. I've given you insurance, but have I really given you access to health care?
As Dr. Hill and many other doctors see it, the same exact care now costs more than it should.
I look in my office, and I've got a coder, I've got a biller, I've got somebody who works on prior authorization, pre-certification. All of those things have raised the cost of health care to the point where physicians went, I'm out.
Last year, Hill got out. His practice swallowed by one of Atlanta's largest hospitals, a growing trend across the country. That did reduce his costs, but now he worries about his patients. Why? Because big hospitals can charge more money.
For example, we decided to join Dr. Hill in the operating room. We understand that now that he's partners with the hospital, he could be doing the same type of operation on the same type of patient, literally in the same operating room, except the costs will now be 20 to 30% higher.